Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? Who's excited to worship the King of Kings this morning? If you would, you can come up and stand and come to the front if you would like. And we're just going to go into a time of worship. And we are just so excited that you're here this morning.
Oh,
he looks down and sees a good father and he says, my child is calling on my name. Hallelujah. We can give him that praise this morning.
Focus on him this morning.
sing all of the glory. Anybody else that could do for me what you've done.
Amen.
and try to think and take hours and days and weeks to just think of somebody who's done something even remotely as big as you have, and I can't even think of one. I could never think of one, Jesus. You are so much higher. You are so much greater. You are so much more worthy of our attention than anything else right now. We're just going to focus ourselves on you right now. You're all that matters. Jesus, take us into that place where time seems to stop. Take us into that place where we forget about what's going on after church, where we forget about who's standing to the left and the right of us. Jesus, take us into that place where we can't even focus on anything but the goodness of your presence. We want to be in that place this morning. Just to breathe.
Oh God, how are so faithful, Jesus. Thank you for being so faithful to us. God, we need you. We have no problem declaring our need for you this morning. Jesus, we thank you that even when we are weak, you are strong. God, we ask that you strengthen us in our inner man. Use our lives, Jesus. Deaf to us, but God, you said you look for those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, there's a group of folks in this house this morning that, Lord, right out of the abundance of their heart, Lord, they simply said that it's all about you and we need you. God, we confess that to you. And we thank you so much that you've accepted us through the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for the blood that washed away every single sin. We thank you for the blood that allowed us to stand and allows us to stand in your very presence this morning. And Father, we thank you that you call us your sons and daughters. You call us family. And today we are blessed. Refresh us, God. Refresh us. Change sorrow into joy. Chaos into peace, confusion into clarity. That God, each person will stand there just under the very shadow of the Almighty, knowing that if God's got me, I'm going to be all right. We love you. I just sense there are many of you that are struggling in your minds. I don't mean depression, but there's a battle in your head. You're hearing two voices. And the Lord said, remember, my sheep know my voice. Even though the other might make more sense, if you follow my voice, the shepherd's voice, I'll always take you to a new place and a new plane and a place to be refreshed and renewed. Lord, we thank you that this morning we can trust you. We can trust not only who you are, but what you want to do in our lives. And today we just want to say we love you. Thank you so much for loving us first. And thank you that we can love you back. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Isaiah, I love you. Can you do me a favor? Can you go find five people you don't know? Come on, don't go to the folks you do know. Go to five people you don't know. Please don't just sit down. Go find five folks you don't know and shake their hands and say, good morning. Thank you for being part of our family. Come on, five fine people you don't know and say, good morning. Thank you for being part of the family.
it's time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming. Brittany and I are here today to invite you to a group. Join us at the group desk and sign up for groups today or go online to histabernacle.com/groups. Families that grow and go.
Guys, I want to tell you about our Next Steps class that's offered here at His Tabernacle. If you want to build an amazing foundation on the Word of God and learn how to lead people with integrity and knowledge, then you want to join Next Steps. At the Horseheads campus, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. are our Next Steps classes. At Horseheads and Ithaca campus, Thursdays at 6 o'clock is when they're taught. I want to see you there. I want to see you get equipped and built up in the Word of God.
God said, you've got to put me first. He said, don't put me on your list. Put me first.
This world needs more than 140 characters on a social media outlet. They need an encounter with God.
God didn't empower you just to fulfill your purpose. He empowered you that you would go beyond.
We must start living in the Spirit and stop living and trying to do God in the flesh in your own ability.
You're still the God. Healeth me. You're still the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer.
Awesome. Good morning, family. Good morning. Are we still awake? Are we still awake with the time change? I don't know about you. It was a little rough for me. But anyway, we want to welcome you. We're excited to have you here in the house. I think you are some of the smartest people for coming and getting in the presence of God. If you're a guest, we want to welcome you. We have a gift bag for you. So if this is your first time, if you don't mind just raising your hand, we want to bring a gift to you. Awesome, awesome. We have a few people. We want to welcome our live stream family. Thank you for tuning in. We have so much going on. The year is just getting started, and it's starting to really pick up. So make sure you're watching, checking your bulletin, checking online for the next upcoming awesome events that we have going on. But Easter is fast approaching. How many of you love Easter? Super exciting. I love it. Well, we have our production team going, so if that's something you'd be interested in wanting to help with, maybe you can act, maybe you want to just help with staging, talk to Minister McKenzie. We also have our Easter egg drop that's going to be happening, and we're going to be taking candy donations. So if you want to start making those, you can talk to Pastor Aaron. But if you have not yet gotten connected, or maybe you're new to church, or maybe you're newly saved, that means you've just given your heart to Jesus, we have a class called Growth Track that happens every Sunday at 9:30 right over here in this classroom. My brother and my sister-in-law teach it, Kayla and Terry Keegan. They're phenomenal teachers. They love people. They want to help you get connected. They want to teach you some of the fundamental basics of your faith and what we do here and what we're about. So I really want to encourage you to get to that Growth Track class. It's 4 weeks. It's a nice setting. There's coffee, refreshments, and they'll help you get connected and plugged in. Also, we have groups. How many of you are in groups? Awesome. I still see some hands not up. But I'm telling you, groups is where you need to be. It's fun. It's a family feel. They're going to be there to support you and have fun with. Amen? So make sure you get signed up for a group. Let's see. Oh, and Awaken is tonight. How many of you love Awaken? Our young adults ministry here. So if you're between the ages 18 to 30, which I've decided that I'm changing my age, I will forever be 24. So I will be there. But it's going to be so much fun. We want to invite you right here tonight at 6 p.m. It's 90s themed. I know I have a few other friends that might be in the front row that might want to come too. That might be a little older. It's okay. We'll make exceptions. But I'm telling you, it's a great time. We love it. We want to invite you out to that. And also, we have our annual business meeting that will be happening right here after second service. And here's Pastor Spencer with the offering.
Praise the Lord. We want to welcome everybody here. We're so excited that you're in the house of God. Turn to someone and say, you are brilliant. Amen. We have such an exciting event happening in just 2 weeks. Some of you are new to the gospel and you're not sure who we're talking about, but we have Pastor Jim Raley for the Empower Summit. Now, for those who have not heard, this is our fifth year. Everybody say fifth. Our fifth year where we're ministering to pastors. Now, many of you don't know, but there are many pastors who are broken and wounded. The majority of churches, 92% of all churches in America, are now running under 100 people. In fact, over 80% of the 92 are now under 70 people. It dropped actually 10. And so what's happening now, we're watching a lot of pastors who are really, they have a heart after God, but they're struggling. And we put on a conference every year, His Tabernacle, that's you and I, put on a conference every year to help build pastors. You know what? If we touch one pastor, and if they have a congregation of 100, we've just touched 100 people. And then their families. In fact, we've had, over the last few years, we've had at least 4 pastors that were getting ready to quit the ministry because they came to the conference, changed their mind, and now they're still in the ministry serving God and building their local communities. So it's so important that we invest, amen? Everybody knows sowing is important. And today we're going to give you opportunity. I just want to share who's coming. Pastor Jim Raley. He is literally probably the highest upcoming pastors in America right now. And he is, if we didn't already book him last year, we probably wouldn't have been able to get him this year. He's getting to be that large. He will be the Monday night speaker. And yes, on the evening services, if you register, you can come to the evening services. And I would strongly encourage that. And then on Tuesday night, Bishop Rick Thomas will be here. Our bishop. Amen. And then I'm going to be speaking on Wednesday night. But also we have, just for youth, we have Chris Estrada from CFNI will be coming and training youth pastors. And then Alvin Slaughter, international worshiper. He's traveled with Benny Hinn for many years. Literally travels the entire world constantly. Is coming right here. He so loved His Tabernacle. In fact, his statement to me was, I wrote a book called The Dis Factor. He and his wife read that. They were literally talking about stepping out of ministry, and it restored them back to ministry. So this place is very special to them, and we have a great opportunity. So on the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be having the Empower Summit. We want to encourage you today to sow towards that. That helps us be able to bring in these ministers to, well, not only bless you, but also will bless these pastors that are going to be able to come. Tithes and offerings are easy, amen? We all know the truth. The truth will make you free. Turn to someone and say, you want to be free? Then you got to obey the truth. Tithing is simple, and that is that God said that He would like you to give 1/10 of your salary to the kingdom of God. Why is that? Because you cannot serve both God and mammon. The word mammon isn't the devil. Do you realize that money is stronger than Satan? It's true. The love of money will actually take a hold of an individual and own their entire life. And tithing is not man's principle. It's not a church's principle. It is God's principle. Amen? So I'm going to end with this. Was there any sickness in the garden? No. Was there any poverty in the garden? No. Was there any position to where there was no relationship with God in the garden? No. Is there sickness in heaven? No. Is there disease in heaven? No. Is there poverty in heaven? No. Is there any restriction on our relationship with God in heaven? No. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will, the design of God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Sickness has no place in your body. Turn to someone and say, I declare I will not be sick.
Tell somebody else, I refuse to have poverty, and I will not have my relationship with God hindered. Amen. Now, I want to remind you that that means obedience. So we want to challenge you today to be a tither and to be a sower. We're going to have a special bucket in the middle for those who want to sow into the pastors. That's called Empower Summit. It'll be right here. On the outer wings will be the regular offering. And I declare that this is going to be the highest giving church in this entire region for the glory of God. Can I hear an amen? Stand to your feet. Let's make our supernatural proclamation. Are you ready? How many believe the Bible is true? Then shout it out loud. If I obey, I'm blessed going in. In my basket, the blessings have they've because I'm a come on now, I can't hear you. I said I'm come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering. Let's bless God this morning. If you're watching by live stream, this is your opportunity. I want to encourage you, get right on there and hit the give button. God's laying a mount on your life beside your tithe. Just for Empower Summit, make sure that you write down what it's for. We love you. I'll see you real soon. Breakfast. If you're 50 years or older, you qualify. I lowered it to 50 so I could go legally. Thank you. Tomorrow morning, the crack at 9 a.m. We usually kind of take over that whole side of Cracker Barrel. Just a great time to meet new people, fellowship. And I know some of you are in denial, but you are 50. And you qualify. And you'll love it. You really will. You'll love it. It's good food, good fellowship, just a great time to relax. This morning, we are overwhelmingly blessed. I don't know about you, but I am overwhelmingly blessed to have a beautiful wife. Her name is Rhonda Spencer. But beyond being the wife, she's a phenomenal minister of the gospel. And as we announced last week, she just released her brand new book called Victory Every Day. And literally, it's being purchased all over the world right now, all over the world. And this morning, we have a tremendous privilege and honor to be able to hear her minister the gospel of Jesus. So if you'll welcome me, Pastor Rhonda Spencer.
Amen. It's such a joy for me to be able to share the Word of God. I love, love, love the Word of God. Every portion of it gets me so happy and so built up. And even as you're hearing the Word of God, your faith will increase today. And I like to start by sharing what the Word of God does for us, the benefit of the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is active, alive, and in different versions, it breaks down this word. It's quick, it's powerful, it's effective. So just the fact that you brought yourself here today and you're sitting in this place hearing the Word of God, you are hearing it be effective in your life. It is activated. It's moving in your life. It is doing something in your life. And it also says that it is like a two-edged sword that penetrates as far as separating the flesh and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. So the Word of God, when it goes forth, is doing surgery in you as you sit here. You don't even have to do anything except for bring yourself to the house of God, sit yourself in it, and the Word is working. It's effective inside of you. It is doing surgery in your heart and mind. And I love Isaiah 55:11. It says that His word will not return void, but it will perform what it is sent to do. So as you are hearing the Word of God, it's doing surgery, it's working, it will perform what it is sent to do. And then Jeremiah 1:12 says that He watches over His word to make sure it performs. Now, I don't know about you, but that gets me super excited about the Word of God. That's why every scripture is my favorite scripture. You will hear me say, oh, that's my favorite one. They're all my favorite because they're so effective. They are powerful. They do work inside of us. We just sit and hear the word. Faith rises. Surgery happens. And it performs what it is sent to do. So today, I'm going to give you a quick outline of what we're going to learn. I learned this from Pastor Spencer. So we're going to learn two things that you need to do. Two things that you need to do. Because how many of you know it's not automatic? It doesn't just fall out of the sky. It requires action on our part. That's how we can sit in the same services, hear the same messages, and why some people have victory and some people don't. Because we have a responsibility. It doesn't just happen. We all know it doesn't just happen, right? It doesn't just fall. It requires us. So two things that we need to do, and those two things are we have to choose. We have to choose where we're going to focus. We're going to choose what we think on. We need to choose, and we need to trust God. So two things that you need for victory every day, and then three things you need to know for victory every day. And those three things are who you are. You need to know your authority, whose you are. We're children of the undefeated God, the all-powerful God. The surpassing God. We need to know whose we are and the outcome. When we know those things, it changes everything. We then can walk in victory every day because real victory is to be able to have peace with all the stuff that's going on around us. Peace and joy in the midst of all of those things. That is real victory. Victory is being able to walk through anything with peace and joy, trusting God. What's the other option anyways? So this is the choice thing. We have an option. We can choose and trust God. We can walk in peace and joy and have victory every day. Or the other option, which is embracing whatever's thrown our way, throwing in the towel, giving up, accepting it as our lot in life and our destiny. Those are the two options that we have. Why wouldn't we just choose peace and joy? Why would we choose those other options? But too many times we choose the other option. We make the enemy, the devil, so big. Our problems, our circumstances, and our God, the undefeated, all-powerful, surpassing, so small, like He can't do it. Our God is surpassing. So we have a choice. It's our option of where we're going to dwell. And in the Word of God, He tells us 429 times He speaks peace over your life. 429 times peace is spoken over your life. Let me read to you in Isaiah 54:17. And it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All right, listen, just knowing the outcome, that's the outcome right there. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Just knowing that changes everything, or it should change everything. We should walk into anything that happens, knowing that it can't prosper against us. All right, let's continue reading. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment will be condemned. This peace, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Peace is your heritage. It is your right. Peace and triumph over opposition. And it even says security in there. It is your heritage. It's your gift from God. It is given to you. It is what He desires. We should be walking in peace every single day. At Isaiah 53:5. It tells us this is the price that was paid on Calvary. This is what happened when Jesus died on the cross. He said He was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities. He took our sins away. Thank you, Jesus. Threw them as far as the east is to the west. But listen to this. There's a hidden part in this that we overlook so many times. It goes on. The next line says, the chastisement for our peace was upon Him. He died on the cross. He paid that price so that you could walk in peace every single day. That's what He paid for. And then it ends up saying, by His stripes, we are healed. That is the salvation package. Peace is your heritage. It is your portion. It is what He has for every single one. Listen, He has no respecter of persons. It's available for every single one of us. It's not just for the special or the... No, it's for every single one of us, but it is our choice. We have to choose what we will walk in. And then Philippians 4:6-8, it tells us, do not fret about anything. Now, I like these extreme words, but I recommend that you don't use them in marriage. See, my husband has worked on me with not using words like all the time and every time, because it's not really all the time and every time. So just a caution in marriage. But I love that God gets away with extreme words because He can back it up with His power. He can back it up with His authority. So I get excited when God can use these words because I know I can't use those words. It says, do not fret about anything, not about one little thing. And then in everything, pray and trust God. And then the peace that passes all understanding shall garrison. That word garrison means a fortified city around you. It will fortify around your heart and mind when you choose to trust in God. When you pray and you stand, you are garrisoned around. That is such a... Oh, and it goes on to say, and they set a guard around your heart and mind. So you have this wall around your heart and mind, a wall of peace and safety as your heritage, and a guard set in that place. When we choose to put our trust in God. But too many times, we move over to this place. It's our automatic default that our circumstances overwhelm us. The reality overwhelms us. The pain draws us over, and it brings us into this camp of the enemy, of our circumstances, of our situations. It's like we don't even have to try, and we find ourselves over here, right? Am I the only one? We just don't even have to try, and we find ourselves over in this camp and just overwhelmed and discouraged and tied up in the things of the enemy and tethered to it. But that's not God's desire. We've read scripture after scripture of who we are and what his desire is for peace and joy, but yet we find ourselves over in this place that he hasn't called us to. We were having a conversation a little bit back with a couple who, in their first pregnancy and delivery, it was really hard and scary. Like, the life of the baby and the mother were both at risk, and now they were getting ready to have their second child, and the same kind of problems started happening. So I'm not saying that it's not a reality that things are going to happen, but I'm saying 429 times God speaks peace over your situation. Peace, peace, peace to your situation. And he said it was amazing because he chose to trust God, and it was like this peace that passes all understanding flooded his heart and mind. And that's what the word of God says that he will give us, peace that passes all understanding. Let me get this scripture for you. All right. Okay, peace that passes all understanding will guard our minds. I believe it's Romans. But the peace, that peace is like that supernatural peace. That's that unexplainable peace where people look at your life, how on earth can they have peace in this moment, in a time like this? How can they be walking in peace? Listen, here's why. Because the devil is defeated. He is not even a contender. But amid all these things, let's look at Romans 8:37. I'm not here to tell you that life is rainbows and lollipops and fluffy clouds and everything's perfect, because that's not reality, right? How many of you live in that world? No, this is what the word of God says. Yet amid all these things, while those things are going on, where those very real circumstances, where those very real thoughts, those very real attacks, those very real reports, they're swirling all around. Yet amid all of these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. So you're not weak. You're not frail. You're not stop dragging through life. You've been given surpassing power. You are more than a conqueror amid all these things. I love that God doesn't sugarcoat it. He's not like, everything's going to be perfect. No, he tells you it's not going to, amid all these things, but don't be afraid. Here's the next scripture. Let's read. Ooh, John 16:33. Can we get this one up on the board? John 16:33. Okay, that's fine. In this world, you will have troubles. That's what he says. You will have frustrations. You will have disappointments and discouragements. Oh, we got it. In this world, next one. Oh, frustration. Be of good cheer, though. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of its power to harm you. That's what the word of God says. Listen, so very real things are going to be happening. There will be trouble. There will be. Amid all these things, though, he tells us, you are more than a conqueror. I have surpassing power. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the word of God also says that the resurrection power, the power that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you and it quickens your mortal body. So that's who you are. That's what resides in every single one of us. The Spirit of God inside of us. It says that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God resides inside of you. That surpassing power, every single one, that power resides inside of you. Why wouldn't we walk in victory with that power? So knowing whose we are, knowing who we are, changes the outcome, changes our destiny, changes our situation. We go through differently than the rest of the world. We go through knowing the outcome, knowing that we win in the end. Victory every day is a choice. It is our choice. We have to choose what we're going to walk in. And the confidence of knowing who we are causes us to move forward. But our tongue, Psalms 45:1, our tongue is the pen of a ready writer. And it says, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of our tongue. Deuteronomy tells us, set before you today are death and life. And he tells us the answer, choose life. Choose life. He tells everyone the answer, not just select few. Every single one of you have been given the answer. Choose life. You've been given power and you've been given authority. Luke 10:19 tells us, behold, I have given you power over all. Another one of those extreme words. I love it. All. That means everything. You're not exempt. Your situation isn't too big. It's not too hard. But you don't understand, Pastor. No, listen. Behold, I give you every single. Put your name in there. Behold, I give Bob. Behold, I give Julia. Behold, I give Rich. Behold, I give Kathy. Authority over all the devices of the enemy. That means anything, any way, any direction he tries to bring it in, that nothing shall by any means harm you. Listen, the enemy is defeated. I got to get these scriptures for you about him being defeated. He's not even a contender. Come on. I am. Lost it. I know. I am lost in my notes. All right. We'll just go over here. Colossians 2:15. Can we get that one up on the board? It says that he has disarmed. When he went on the cross, he disarmed the enemy, took all of his arming away from him, and defeated him. He made a public spectacle of the enemy. The enemy, the devil, he's already defeated. It happened on the cross over 2,000 years ago. He's already defeated. He's been disarmed. He is no contest against you. He is nothing unless we make it. It's our choice. We have all the power of God. We have every gift, everything that we need for life and godliness. We've been empowered. He's given us the authority. But yet we make the enemy, who's already defeated. He's not even a contender. He is nothing in your life. Stop saying, oh, the enemy just attacked me. Oh, the enemy, he's just got this. No, he has no stronghold on you. No power over you. He is defeated. He is nothing. But it's our choice. It's our choice. And I know, I get it. That very real pulling and tugging of us, that automatic default that immediately when something bad or something negative, and it's going to come. The Word of God tells us it's going to come. But immediately we get dragged over. Imagine that couple who had really scary birth, labor, and delivery. The second time around, the same things start happening. How easy it is for your thoughts to be pulled over. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's something that you just do one time. Oh, it would be awesome if I could just choose once. Oh, I'm going to choose peace and joy, and I'm never going to let anything bother me. It would be awesome if I could take a one-time stand, and that's what. No, that's the stand you have to make. And then you have to make it again 5 seconds later sometimes. And then maybe 5 minutes later sometimes. And maybe it's every moment of your 24/7 day. But make that choice, because this choice is no choice at all. The end result, there's no peace there. How many of you want peace and joy? Man, I will not give up peace and joy for anything or anyone. I won't do it. But how many of us give it up so quickly and so easily? You see, the enemy, he's like a nagging kid. Mom, 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 mom. Don't you remember? This is what happened. Hey, you're no good. Hey, you can't do this. You're not good enough. Oh, you're not special enough. God's not listening. He's like that nagging child. Mom, mom, mom. Let me start. Parents, don't give in to that, okay? Be strong. And family of God, don't give in to that. Be strong. Don't get some of us give in to our own children, let alone standing up to the enemy of our soul who's just there nagging, mom, 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 because he's been there so many times before and he's won so many times before. Listen, the Word of God tells us in Romans 8:28, all things work together for our good. Man, that is our outcome. That is the outcome. Come from the Word of God. This effective, this powerful, this that produces, this that God watches over. All things. That means everything that you are facing, every very real thing that is up in your life amidst all things work together for good to those who love God. Again, it's not automatic. All things work together for good. And I love that statement. I get so excited about the Word of God because it doesn't say all things work together for the same, does it? That's not what it says. It says all things work together for good. That means better. So whenever something happens in my life, I've just gotten to the place where I get excited about it. This is how I cannot be anxious and I can have joy in every situation. I get excited because I don't care how bad this looks. I don't care how scary this looks. My word says all things work together for my good. That means better than what I started. So I might be going in this one way, but I know I am coming out and it will be for my good. Now, we like to tell God how it has to go. I know, guilty. I'm so guilty too. I tell God, like, this has to happen next. Now this has, and then this has to happen. Am I alone or is anybody out there that does the same thing? Like this absolute, like really, this absolutely has to happen in order for this to happen. And I think he just chuckles up in heaven. Like, really, you think I'm that limited? Like, I have to do it in that way? Like, that's just so small-minded. Like, my greatest thought is God's easiest thought. So many times, don't get discouraged when it doesn't go the way that you want it to go. Because the Word of God says it will work out for your good. He says he will watch over it, and it will perform what it is sent to do. It has no other choice. It has no other choice. So don't get discouraged in that. Get excited that it's going to work out for my good. So as I was really learning this and developing this in my own life, and I know it's a challenge when those real things are facing you. But listen, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen his seed out begging for bread. I've seen him come through every single time. Pretty much every single time I've seen him come through in a different way than I expected that it should have to happen. But I was pondering on this, like, then why would the enemy come and try to disrupt my life? Why would he come and poke and prod at my life if it's only going to keep making me better? Well, hey, if he wants to do that, go ahead, keep making me better and better. I'm game for it. But listen, it was awesome, the response that I got from God. Because he said, he does it because maybe this time, they'll be too tired to fight. Maybe this time their emotions will be too raw. Maybe this time that person will be too close. Maybe this time it'll be too scary. Maybe this time it'll feel too big. Maybe this time I can get them all alone. Maybe this time I'll get them while they're weak. That's why he continues in our life. Not because he's powerful. Not because he has any authority over you. Not because he has the win. But he's just hoping that maybe this time I can get them. Don't let this be your this time. Let it be that when you stand, Ephesians 6:13, when you've done everything to stand, stand there for. Yet amid all these things, in the middle of trouble, in the middle of frustration, in the middle of discouragement, you keep standing and stand there for. And that's how we get to walk in peace and joy through any junk that comes our way, because I know the outcome. I know that it works out for my good. I know no weapon that's thrown at me can prosper. I know he watches over his word. I know his word works. I know the outcome. So I'm not afraid. I won't walk over there. I won't stay in that place. I'm going to remain in this, in God, and standing. And when I've done everything to stand, you better believe I will still be standing, because I am not giving over my peace and my joy for anyone. Jesus paid a great price. So you're going to find me over here sipping my tea while all that real drama is just swirling all around me. It's not my life. It's not my story. It's not my destiny. My destiny is it will work out for my good. And I'm just going to sit over here sipping my
happens because Jesus paid the price with his precious blood for my peace. For not just for your sins, not just for your sickness, but he paid it for your peace too. We should be enjoying the peace that Jesus purchased for us. The enemy's a liar and he's defeated. He has no right and no place in your life, but we give it over to him. We allow him a place that he doesn't have. And Jesus is over here. Come on, you can do this. Come on, I've given you everything that you need. I've given you authority. I've given you power. I've given you my word that works. It's effective. It's so sharp. It'll cut everything out. It does surgery in your heart and mind. I've given you peace. I've given you joy. Stay away from that camp. Stay away from that camp. Make it your focus and your purpose over and over to not be led back into that place. That is not what he has. He does not want his children just barely struggling by in life. No, we are called to victory. We are called to be victorious. Let me read this scripture to you. Here we go. Psalms 44:5. Through your glorious name and your awesome power, we can push through. Listen again, that's that do part we have to do. You can push through. You can push through. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're seeing today, you can push through. This is the word, this is him speaking to you. You can push through. Here's my favorite extreme words. To any victory. That means anyone. No, yours is not too hard. Yours is not too unique. Yours is not too different. It's not too big. No, the devil's defeated and everything that's tried to launch at your life has to come to nothing because it is your heritage. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to barter with God for it. It is your heritage to walk in peace and joy. So walk through with peace and joy. Walk through with your heritage, what was purchased for you. And it goes on to say, you can push through to any victory and defeat every enemy. Every enemy. So be encouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about anything. Listen, he's given us the word. It gets me so excited because when we live by this word, when we choose to do, and when we know the outcome, it makes it so we can just walk in peace and joy and victory every single day. It's not too far off. Listen, I don't care. I care. But God doesn't care how bad your life has been. I love that I'm not stuck with the hand I was dealt. Oh, man, nothing gets me more excited to know that I get to choose my very right now moment. I get to choose my tomorrow, and I get to choose my destiny. I don't know, maybe you didn't come out of anything, but I personally love the fact that I'm not stuck with that crappy hand that I was dealt. I was dealt a short hand. I was dealt a bad hand. It wasn't what I... John 10:10. It was not John 10:10, where it says Jesus came that you would have life and life more abundantly. We aren't stuck with what we've been dealt. We get to choose. Oh man, come on, get excited that you get to choose. You get to choose whether you stay in that camp or you stay in the camp of victory, peace, and joy. There's nothing more liberating than knowing nobody. Nothing, no circumstance, no history, no past can affect my very right now moment, my tomorrow, or my destiny. It has a garrison around it. We walk with a garrison, a fortified troop and wall around us with guards in front of it. You get to just walk right through. You're safe. You're secure. It will work out for your good. Nothing, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Keep walking through. Amen. Amen. The word of God is so powerful. It changes everything. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you've stayed in that place because you didn't know. You didn't know it was for everybody. You didn't know he wasn't a respecter and he gives it freely to everyone that will choose to do. Maybe you didn't know. Or maybe today, man, that nagging child has gotten you. Mom, 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 mom. And he's got you trapped up here. Maybe your thoughts have overtaken you. You might be all the way, way back in. Don't worry, he can't get me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Go ahead, Pastor, I'm not afraid of anything. Maybe. Maybe today, though, you found yourself all the way back in here just because you didn't know. Or you just gave in. Or you're just too tired, too emotional, too afraid. And you found yourself all the way back in this camp. And that's not where you want to be. I have good news for you today. The same choice that put you in there takes one choice to walk right up out of there over to the camp that you want to be in. His mercies are new every single day. So when the devil tells you, oh, you're too far in, you're too trapped, you're too stuck, I want you to know you're one choice away from victory. It's your choice. It's in your hand. You get to choose what you walk in. And I choose, oh, I don't want to live any other way. I choose peace. I choose joy. Do you want to choose peace and joy for your life? Come up out of that place and walk in victory every single day. Nobody can stop you. Nobody can keep you from that. It's your right. It's your heritage. It's your privilege. Every single one of you have been authorized to walk with that garrison and those mounted guards. It's so safe and secure, even on the ricketiest ground, even in the scariest places, even in the darkest valleys. You are garrisoned. You have peace and safety to go through anything and everything you will ever face. Amen. The word of God has gone forth and it has done work in your life. Your situation is changing because you're moving from there to there. Your situation is changing because your tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Maybe you've been writing this. Maybe you've been thinking this. But today, you've been empowered with the word of God, which is effective, it's active, it's happening, it's working in you right now. It's moved you over to this place. Faith has risen inside of you. It's moved you to this place today. The word of God is so powerful. I'd like you to bow your heads and close your eyes with me today. If you're in this place, and you've never asked Jesus into your life, you've never started this awesome adventure with God, I'm going to give you the opportunity to meet the best friend that you will ever have. He will never leave you or forsake you. Maybe you have accepted Jesus, but you walked away. You got tired. You got discouraged. You got frustrated. You were afraid. God's calling you back today. If that's you and you're in this house today and you want to accept Jesus as Lord of your life, I just want you to raise your hand. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. We're not going to wait long. 5. Thank you. 4. 3. 2. Thank you. And 1. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet all over this place. We're going to have Mindy come to the front over here. She's going to be on the third step up. Mindy, if you raised your hand for salvation, if you could ask the person next to you if they raised your hand, you'll go with them. I want you to come right up here with Mindy. We want to pray with you. We want to make sure you are equipped and you have tools to be successful in this adventure with God. We love you. It's the best decision you will ever make. Jesus changes everything. Get ready. Jesus changes everything. Go ahead and come forward and see Mindy. If you're in this house, we're going to have the prayer team come to the front. I just want to pray over you real quickly. Release the power of God for victory in your life. Father, we just thank you so much for everything you purchased for us, for the authority and the victory. your word is active and working in our lives. Thank you that you have changed our situation by changing our mind. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus. We stand, and when we've done everything to do, we stand there for. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Be blessed, family. If you're a guest in this house, we'd love to invite you to our visitor room, and we would meet you with some of the pastors, and we have some refreshments for you. So please come join us in our guest room on this side of the hallway.
We will be having our annual business meeting at 1 o'clock right in the sanctuary.